am really excited for our next speaker. Michael Luff has been managing, as you heard me say yesterday, our website and helping us with convention and just been there. And so he actually is, he's like a computer guy for sure. And he's going to talk to you about his personal website for all things technology, assistive technology. So take it away, Michael.
All right. Hello, everyone. So I want to talk about a website I've created to put accessible Windows software and applications all in one place. And by applications, I mean things you can use on both the iPhone and Android. And the website is lawfware.com. That's LAUFWARE.com. And the reason I chose Lauf, or Lauf in German, means to run. So it's accessible software. So what we've done or are doing, we have 40 categories, and we've done this to help people who maybe need software to get them through education or to successfully, fulfill the tasks that they have with their employer, and also independent living. That's especially why we're going into the iPhone apps. So we have 40 categories of software. We also have a page for podcasts. So if you're interested in blind and low vision, not that all podcasts have to do with blind and low vision, but some, all of them are created by folks who are blind or partially sighted. I don't like the word visually impaired, so you notice I really won't use that word. It's just a personal thing. But so we had those podcasts, and the first day I really launched it and posted it to Top Tech Tidbits, I heard from someone in Houston and said, what about keyboard shortcuts? So that is something that was added and is very popular. And I find I use it myself, and I sometimes forget that I put that page there. But so if you need to know how to use something, Microsoft Word or all the keyboard shortcuts or hotkeys that you can use, say, in your web browser or your email client for Thunderbird or Outlook, that is a very useful page. A lot of folks are getting a lot of benefit out of. And just some of the categories we have are audio players. So if you like listening to audio or watching video on your computer, we also have recorders. So if you're just into recording the things you hear, events like this, we have a page for broadcasting. So if you'd like to do a convention like this and learn how to make that happen, or maybe do your own radio station on the internet, you can do it from the broadcasting page. I have a page for backups. So I think that's very important that we have software to back up. I like to back up the entire computer, but at least back up your important documents, because it's not a question of if, but when your computer will fail at some point. So you need a system, a way to make sure that you have all your data. I have a page for Braille. So if you're into Braille translation, you need tools to do that. And there's an awesome editor. I'm not going to talk a lot specifically about software, but there is one there, an awesome tool called Bibos. B-I-B-L-O-S. I think the L is silent. It's an Italian program. But not only does Braille translation, it gives you OCR, so you can actually read documents if you have a scanner connected to your computer. And even a lot of the printers, even the combo printers, it seems to work with that have a scanner built in. So it's an awesome piece of software a lot of folks are getting benefit from. Because we have a page for web browsers, for text editors, email programs, which, of course, right now is primarily Thunderbird and Outlook, but also has the keyboard shortcuts. We have a page for databases and spreadsheets. One that I think a lot of folks will like is gaming websites, so websites with accessible games that you can go and play. And I just heard of a new one I need to get added. I guess they meet every night, and they do trivia and stuff, and they use something called Team Talk, and they all have a lot of fun. So it's a great way to have an interactive activity and test your knowledge of trivia, music, what have you. We have pages specifically for Google programs as well as Microsoft programs, be that Windows and Office, and tips how to use them and the keyboard shortcuts that go with it. A page that I'm very passionate about is portable programs. These are things that you don't actually have to install on your Windows computer. You could just copy the directory. You can create your own portable thumb drive. You can take it to different computers, and includes the NVDA screen reader. So you can go up to a computer that doesn't talk, or maybe you know how to get Narrator started, and then launch this. And then you can have NVDA. You can have all your favorite software, your own personal web browser. You can have your own copy of Thunderbird, a portable version with all your email settings. And that way you can use someone else's computer. Maybe you're visiting family or friends, but that way you don't have to worry about messing it up. And so that's an awesome tool. I have a radio page that's kind of unique, because what it does is it lets you tune and listen to radios all around the world. So I did that. I wanted to hear Brian on the air, And he was a little farther from Anchorage than I thought, but I could still hear the station faintly on 790. So it's kind of neat to just listen like over in United Kingdom and Europe and hear the different stations. And unfortunately, now most of them are AM. I'd like to find more of their FM. I'd like to find more of the music and the other programming. But it is kind of neat to hear shortwave and just tune different radios around the world. We also have some links to different weather radios. The blind community seems to love and have a fascination with weather radios. And I think we have a few of those in Alaska as well. We have a page for reading, so different programs you can use to read documents, be they Word documents, PDF files, text files, whatever. A lot of folks enjoy that. I have a page for remote access, which I've updated to a new technology that has come out called Remote Incident Manager. And what this is for is your ability or someone else's ability to connect to your computer, or you can connect to their computer. And the purpose is, A, to either assist them to fix things that may be broken, or even better yet, do training and help them to use their software and learn how to, you know, do email or whatever things are important to them. We have an RSS news page. RSS is a technology called Real Simple Syndication. It helps you do things like podcasts or just different news stories from local newspapers so that you don't have to go fish through those websites. The latest information they're providing is automatically sent to you. I have a page for screen readers, which includes, of course, NVDA and JAWS and Narrator as far as the keyboard shortcuts and how to activate it. And we have social media. We have voice chat. So if you want to learn more about Zoom and all the hotkeys, that's 32 different hotkeys that you can do things with Zoom. So that's some even I didn't know. You can go to there. We have one for website tools. So if you're in the business or just want to maybe build a website or web page for your organization, church, what have you, you can do it there. And we have a page, I call it Nathan Tech. This is for a gentleman by the name of Nathan Smith. And he writes an incredible variety of accessible software. And he fills niches that aren't otherwise covered. Those would include things like he's got one called Antivore, which is an awesome calendar program. That's something that, you know, outside of paying for Office and Outlook, that you can use to keep track of your events and get audio reminders and so forth. So a lot of good stuff on the Nathan Tech page. Some other things on the website, there's a link you can share your favorite program. So if there's something we don't have mentioned, you can share it. We have an email list so you can subscribe and learn about new things as I post them. And again, my motivators for this are for those needing tools for work, school, or just living independently. And there's also a specific page for Android. So if you're in that space, you're using one of the Google Pixel phones or Samsung or something, you can use that page to find some accessible apps to help get you started. Now, what I don't like promoting vaporware, but it's not vapor. It will be there. I promise I'm putting a lot of time into this, but it'll be on Lawfare. But also, I've bought another website specifically for the purpose of promoting accessible apps that work with voiceover. So this is very iPhone specific. I'm sure it'll be a very popular item. Jonathan Mosen tells me anytime he does a show iPhone related, it has over 10,000 listeners. So there's a lot of interest and a lot of folks use the iPhone and it has made a difference in our life. I remember I got it the first day it was accessible in June of 2009 and never looked back. So what we have for that are also 35 categories similar to these, but some different ones. One specifically for the Amazon products or the Google products or tools for like virtual assistants. So that would be things like your Aira, your Be My Eyes. So maybe you may not know you can have help someone else get on your phone and help you to accomplish tasks. So I'm very excited about it. I'm hoping by Thanksgiving to actually have that formally published, but I didn't at first because there's a site called AppleViz, but some folks I highly respect encouraged me to step into that space. And I looked a little further and saw that their site, while great as it is, because it's been around a while, has a lot of outdated information. So we're going to do that. And that is Best IOSVO. So it's the best iOS apps that work with voiceover. So we'll promote that when that's ready for prime time in just the next couple of weeks. And, of course, you can also link to it and get access to it from lawfare.com. L-A-U-F, I say loud and usually funny, W-A-R-E.com. So I will kind of quit there so we can keep things on track so Raul and Stacy can talk about the guide dog users. But I will take a minute or two just to see if there's any questions from the audience.
Remember to ask for a microphone. Go ahead, Tom.
This is Tom. The gaming feature really kind of interested me. I've been doing a lot more research into accessible kind of RPG type gaming. Do you guys have any stuff about that on your website or anything like that?
The Nathan Tech page that I mentioned, I know has a specific tool for doing RPG role-playing games, so you can check that out. And we have the game page with some different websites. So there is some stuff being done in that space. I know the Miriani's like a space travel adventure kind of game. So we have a little bit of that space. It's, gaming is not my area of expertise or interest, but we do have some stuff. So look at the Nathan Tech and the games page, and you'll get something to help you along.
Thanks.
Another question. We'll take one more question if someone.
Yeah, one more, and then we'll.
All right.
Okay.
Michael, thank you so much. Great.
Well, thank you very much, everyone. And I really hope you'll make use of it or share it with someone that's interested in it. It's not for everyone.